So this is your place? It's rather nice here. I know you seem so surprised that I would even approach you. And it makes me think that attractive women generally don't give you the time of day. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, you have my full attention. Mm-hmm. I really want to be with you tonight. No, scratch that. I need to be with you. Look into my eyes if you don't believe me. Mm-hmm. I notice you couldn't stop staring at my hair and complimenting me too. And it was so sweet of you. I take a lot of pride in how it looks. And it always has to be soft and silky. And I don't mind if you touch it. No, I insist. Please, stroke it. I love the way that feels. I don't want you to stop, but I know you want to be doing something else. You don't need to lie to me. It's okay. We both want the same thing. So we can be honest with each other. You don't have to try to seduce me. You've already won me over. I need to fuck you. I need you. There's just such a beautiful moon tonight, isn't there? So bright and full of wonderful possibilities. Look at how it lights up your bedroom. You can see everything, even without the lights on. Take off your shirt. Oh, you're so eager. I know what I want to do to you. Did I hurt you? I'm sorry. Most people I've met enjoy a little nipple play. I didn't realize yours were so sensitive. I was only nibbling on them a little. I'm sorry. I got a little carried away. But I'm sure you could tell I was really getting into it. I'm going to slip out of these clothes. Just gaze at every inch of my naked flesh and know that it will soon be yours. Think about my soft skin caressing yours and my lips against your neck as you fuck me like an animal, so full of passion and almost uncontrollable intensity. Imagine my warm breath as I nuzzle against you while you're buried deep inside of me, and the sounds I'll make as your cock drives into my tight little pussy again and again. I know you've been fantasizing about fucking me all night, and now here's your chance. But first, lay down on the bed. I want to please you. Oh, you're already so hard. So I don't think I have to do anything but get on top. Do you want me to undo your fly, or are you going to do it? Yeah, I thought you'd want my nimble little fingers to do it. I want to be on top of you. I want to be in control. You trust me, right? This will be so much more enjoyable if you let me be on top. Please. Usually, when a woman wants to fuck you, she doesn't have to beg to be on top. But trust me, you won't be sorry. Yes, right there. I'm so tight. Oh, it's taking a little bit of work for you to fit inside of me. Oh, it feels so good. And if it feels like this for me, you have to be in heaven already. I can see your eyes rolling back into your head a bit. You seem to be really enjoying yourself. And we've only just started. Now, I want to hold your hands in my own. Just entwine our fingers. It's so sensual and intimate. Oh, you have such strong fingers. But you just have to put your hands back down on the bed. Why are you resisting? Aren't you enjoying this? Oh, I'm stronger than you were expecting. I work out a lot. Being on top gives me a little more leverage. There are a few other reasons, but I'll tell you about them later. Oh, just relax. It'll all be over soon. Oh, there is nothing sinister about it. I just meant, okay. I can't think of a good reason to have said that. Okay, I could tell you the truth, but it's better if I show you. Well, you said you liked my laugh in the bar, and at this point you're going to be hearing it a lot. I'm about to blow your mind. I bet you've never seen anything like this before, and this is only the beginning. The transformation, it hurts a little bit, but watching your reaction makes it all worth it. Oh, yes. If you thought I was strong before, then you have no idea what I'm capable of doing now. For the moment, I'm only going to transform part of the way, because the further I go into it, the less I'm able to speak. I want you to understand everything I say. It makes this so much more enjoyable if I can talk while I do this to you. But I could always let the beast out of her cage, and if I wanted to, but you really don't want that. Oh, don't be afraid yet. Like I said, this is just the beginning. You'll have plenty of time to be frightened. Anyway, I expect you to be more in awe than anything at this point. I mean, you've just discovered that werewolves really exist, and not everyone is blessed with that knowledge. Granted, you're likely thinking the timing isn't the best. I mean, your cock is deep inside of me, but let's be honest. If I told you the truth back at the bar, you wouldn't have invited me back to your house. No, would you? Or would you? You should really stop screaming, though. It hurts my ears, and I don't want to force you to stop. Let's just say you wouldn't enjoy the method I would use to make you stop. You can feel my claws against your hands, pressing down firmly against you so you can't move. Imagine what I could do to you with them if I really wanted to, or if you made me. Don't make me. Or look at my mouth and remember Little Red Riding Hood. My, what big teeth I have. All the better to maul you with. But keep fighting. Kicking your legs. This is much more fun when you do things like that. And it feels so good. But if you manage to break free, I'll let you go. I promise I wouldn't lie to you about something like that. I'm sorry, I can't keep a straight face saying that. Just let me take what I want and you won't get hurt. I promise. I mean it this time. I think deep down you're at least a little turned on by all of this. Admit it to yourself and you'll feel better. It seems you've started to understand. This doesn't have to be a bad experience for you. It will all be over soon. If you give in, you'll probably even enjoy it. But you're probably asking yourself, why did I pick you out of all the people at the bar tonight? It's really simple. I need to fuck a human every full moon, or else I'll completely lose control of my transformations. And that would be very bad for me and for you. You seem desperate and trusting enough to let me do this to you. I have someone I usually see who enjoys my visits so very much. He loves the variety and to experiment. So I'm right up his alley. Put it this way, I never have to threaten him. But he's indisposed at the moment. I just need to make this quick and dirty with you. I'm sure he'll understand that this was just something I had to do. Nothing personal. Oh, my fur has to feel so soft against your skin. I can see it in your eyes that you're just trying to imagine all of this as some sort of sensual torture instead of what it really is. Let me help you with that.
Just close your eyes, and I'll lean forward on my belly, and my breasts are pushed against your bare flesh of your chest. Oh, you're a little ticklish, too. I can see you trying not to laugh, but it's sort of cute. Laying across you like this also lets me smell you, and I'm learning so much about you. The scent of your fear is especially arousing to me, but there's so much more here. I can smell your arousal, too. You didn't know you wanted this until it started happening, and now you're really getting into it. And underneath your cologne and all these strong emotions, I can get whiffs of disappointment and heartbreak, too. Oh, you poor misguided little man. You really thought there might be something beyond the physical with me? I feel a little bad for you now. I can smell that you enjoyed the pity, too. What is wrong with you? But it's almost over now. I'm so close to coming, and then you'll be free. But I have to warn you, this may get intense. Usually my fuck toys are stronger than you, so this may hurt. I have very strong muscles everywhere, if you catch my drift. Oh. It took you a second to figure it out, but the look on your face tells me you realize what might be about to happen. I'll try to make it a little easier on you, but at some point, I'm going to have no control. You've been so pliant to my wishes and a little pathetic, so I hope I don't end up hurting you too badly. Your cock feels so good, and your fear and arousal are making this feel so much more amazing. And now I can smell your apprehension too. It's so intoxicating. It's likely to make my orgasm even more powerful. Did I warn you about it for your benefit or for mine? You'll never know. I'm so close. I can feel my pleasure building and building to a crescendo, and my fur is starting to stand on end. This warmth, this feeling, your fear is driving me crazy, and I love it so much. It's going to hurt you so bad, but it's better for me. I'm not sorry. Oh God, how can such a weak man make me feel this good? Well, you lived and you're not crying too much, so it couldn't have been that bad. Oh, fine. I'll let you come too. Don't say I'm a cruel creature. I can tell it's just a little bit further for you. Just a few strokes more, and the tightening of the muscles of my pussy, just a little bit. Oh, you're almost there. I can feel you clenching and getting ready to burst. It feels like there is so much cum pumping out of you. That was probably the first feargasm you've ever had. I don't think you'll ever forget this feeling. I'm going to be stuck deep down in your mind, and I just hope I haven't broken you for other women. Oh, you look so ashamed of yourself. But don't worry, that feeling is fleeting. Now, I know what you're thinking, and you want to call the police or tell someone about what just happened. But do you think anyone will believe you? If someone told you that they were fucked by a werewolf, would you believe them? Especially if they had had a lot of booze and hallucinogens in their blood? Oh, you didn't take anything like that? Trust me, I thought of everything. Now open your mouth and take this pill. Look into my eyes and decide if you're prepared to face the alternative. That's it. Just take it. Aw, you're going to be twitching on this bed for a few hours, and this will all seem like a bad dream. And who knows, maybe I'll call on you again sometime. I have a feeling you'd like that. That's a good boy.